This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Maurice Jones is the acting city manager for the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, right here, and he joins me live in studio. How are you, sir? It's good to see you.
I'm doing very well, Coy. Thank you. It's good to see you, too.
You're a very busy man. You have a four-month-old child at home. You are the acting city manager. Gary O'Connell now is officially out of the building.
That's right. He's over at the Albemarle County Service Authority now.
I don't see how you're sleeping at all.
I'm not getting much sleep these days, I have to admit. So I'm doing a pretty good job of faking being awake on most days, I guess. Yeah.
Well, thank you for your service to this this great community.
My pleasure.
So what's the latest?
Well, you know, one of the things that I've been working on for about a year and a half now for the city of Charlottesville has been this Dialogue on Race project. And we have completed all of the study circles. You and I have talked about this in the past. The first phase of this initiative was to bring people together from different backgrounds and give them the opportunity to get to know each other in small groups of about 8 to 10, 12 people in each group with two local volunteer facilitators who would help the discussion. And we started those. We were initially going to start those in January, but we had some issues, of course, with snow this past winter.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was a bit of a reminder to me to never start a major civic engagement initiative in the middle of the worst winter ever. So lesson learned. But we did get the study circles up and going, and they went exceptionally well. Folks were energized about the study circles. The way they are designed, the first couple of sessions, they were 6 weeks and 2 hours for each one of the sessions. And folks, the first couple of sessions got a chance to get to know each other from different backgrounds, their perceptions, realities, their experiences when it comes to race relations. And then the third and fourth sessions were really concentrated on what are the issues today that we have, primarily locally, but then nationally as well. And then from there, sessions five and six, well, what can we do about it? What are some steps that we can take as a community to address these issues? And so out of those last couple of sessions, they came up with action ideas. And so each one of the study circles have forwarded now their action ideas to the steering committee, the Dialogue on Race Steering Committee. And we just had a long meeting earlier in the week to kind of prioritize all of those and put them into different categories. And so we feel pretty good about where we will be on May 15th, which will be our action forum.
We're talking with Maurice Jones of the city of Charlottesville. And you were never wanting for volunteers. I mean, people came out of the woodwork for this thing, didn't they?
They really did. I mean, we were a little concerned very early on. And then once we had our kickoff event in the early part of December, things really picked up. And we ended up having over 600 people from the community involved with this.
Wow.
Either as participants or facilitators. So we were really excited about that. And now we have our forum on May 15th from 10 a.m. to noon at the King Performing Arts Center at Charlottesville High School. And at the forum, we'll present some of the ideas that have been given to the steering committee. We will actually package all of the ideas that were considered and forwarded along to us so that people can have that not only in their person. We're going to try to have a number of copies there that people can walk away with, but then also we'll post it on our website as well so folks can go in and see the different ideas from the different groups.
And that's a big public event, right?
It's free. I mean, it's open to everybody. We want folks to come and be a part of this. It's just a couple of hours on that Saturday morning, May 15th.
So those 600 folks who participated in the discussions and the dialogue, this would be they should be there to see, well, what was the fruit of our labor? What eventually came forward?
That's true. And we've contacted all of those folks and told them a couple of weeks ago when the forum was going to be, that type of thing. So I would imagine we'll have a number of people who were involved with the process, but you don't have to have been through the study circle process.
Anybody
in order
can go.
To get involved now.
Yeah.
Because what we're doing now is
an important point.
We're taking on what we've done is we've categorized the ideas into five groups: social, economic, cultural, government, and education. Because that's kind of how all of the ideas kind of fit into one of those categories or larger themes. And so what we're going to give folks a chance to do is to think about those different groups and to think about how they would like to be involved. And we will give folks the opportunity to take a look at all of the action ideas. We're going to have them posted and kind of vote on what action ideas they thought would make more sense to do first, kind of prioritize that type of thing. And then from here, we'll allow people to register either online or with paper copies, paper registration forms, register to be a part of one of these groups, one of these big themed groups. Each one of these groups, these categories, will have a meeting. And from that meeting, they'll be presented with all of the action ideas that fall underneath those themes. And then folks will be able to choose to be on action teams that would address those specific action ideas and try to move those action ideas forward.
Yeah, this is so much more than I was thinking it was going to be. This is really cool. So the people are involved in the conversation, come up with ideas, their group, they're prioritized. Now anybody can get involved. Those people or new people
exactly.
can get involved and help to realize some of these ideas.
Exactly. And so in each one of those, hopefully within the month or so after the action forum, will have their first meetings. And then from there, they will each on their own as a team decide, well, we need to meet again. And so we as a group will meet again, sometime in the next week or two. And then they'll start the process of trying to address some of these issues. Now, that seems relatively simple, but we know that many of these issues are very complex and will take some time. Well, we have some low-hanging fruit, some short-term ideas that came about that I think we as a community can address fairly quickly, but then there will be those long-term issues that will take some time.
We're talking with Maurice Jones. He is the acting city manager for the city of Charlottesville, and the phone lines are open for you at 977-1070. Did you participate in the dialogue on race? If you did, give us a call. Let me know what you thought about that experience. If you're listening, take a moment to give us a quick call and share your experience. 977-1070 is the phone number. Give us a call. So May 15th, the big event at Charlottesville High School at the Performing Arts Center.
That's correct.
Anybody can go, but you especially yes, sir. Want to see people there, ideally, who participated in that dialogue.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them want to see what other groups came up with. They know what the ideas that came out of their group, but I think they're also they're interested in the other ideas that were generated. We had 47 groups that were formed, and so you're talking about two or three ideas from each group. Now, of course, some of those ideas are duplications, and we were able to identify those when we took a look and prioritized. But there are a lot of interesting ideas that came out of this, so we're encouraging folks to come and take a look for the first time on the 15th.
Can you give us a preview of some of them that just come to mind?
Sure.
That...
Well, I mean, a couple of things that came that were pretty obvious that a number of different groups had talked about was some sort of multicultural fair or event. And one of the things that what we realized is that we have a couple of those that already exist here in Charlottesville. So it kind of got us thinking about, well, can we do more to market those festivals? Or is there a way to combine those festivals or make those festivals a little bit bigger than they have been in the past? So that's one thing. Leadership development for folks in our community. How do we get more minorities involved with those discussions? And because, as you and I have discussed before, one of the many reasons that council thought this was important to take on this issue was the lack of diversity when it comes to our boards and commissions and just involvement in general with some of the big picture issues that we're facing here in our community.
There's whole neighborhoods you never hear from.
Exactly. And so, how do we develop our next generation of leaders? So that was one of the issues that came up time and time again. Job development, I mean, you're talking about the economic side of things, job development and training, hiring practices in our community. Once again, the living wage has come up and came up in a couple of different groups. History. How do we tell our history, our complete history here in Charlottesville, and spend more time on that? I think that's something that was really important in a lot of groups. How do we honor those who were part of that history? For instance, the Charlottesville 12, those were the original 12 students who integrated the school system. How do we honor what they've done for us in this community by opening up our schools and their parents who put their livelihoods on the line and many times their own physical bodies on the line to ensure that their children would have the best type of education possible. We don't have anything like that's visible in our community. You don't have a historic marker. So those are the types of things that we're kind of talking about. And that is one of those kind of short-term things that we can address fairly quickly. The other issues that pop up from time to time, like the achievement gap or leadership development, as we discussed earlier, that's going to take a little more time.
Maurice Jones is the acting city manager for the city of Charlottesville, and he's live in studio. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. So thus far from where you sit, this has been tremendously worthwhile.
Without a doubt.
And you're hearing that from the folks who participated in the dialogue.
Folks are very excited about it. I mean, you know, we didn't know what to expect going into this. We knew what other communities had done and the success levels that they've had and some of the shortcomings of their initiatives. And so we tried to plan for a lot of those things. I think if there was one aspect of this that we were a little disappointed by, that would have been how the sheer numbers in terms – we were hoping for a few – probably a couple more hundred people to be involved with this. That was kind of our goal from the beginning. But we had a good, strong group of folks. And I still think 600 people in our community who are willing to make a commitment of meeting six straight weeks for 2 hours.
In the winter.
In the winter time.
That's a tough commitment for
it was. And I'm proud of all those folks who are able to do that. And we have a lot of folks who said, I'd love to be more involved, but I can't because I can't make that commitment.
Yeah.
But they're looking forward to being involved with the action side.
And which will start in the summer with these action groups that can focus on realizing and bringing to fruition some of these ideas.
Exactly.
Lee is on the line, joins the program from Charlottesville. Lee, go right ahead.
Yes, there's a gentleman who's been in the government of the city for about 14, 15 years that's retiring, and I can't remember his name, but they're spending a lot of money going around the country looking for somebody when we got Maurice Jones right here.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate
that. And Maurice, I'm sure that's a message that you get quite a bit.
Folks have been
like,
very,
what are we looking for? We got him right here.
Folks have been very kind to come up and say that, and I really do appreciate that, Lee. And we'll see how this plays out. I mean, I think council feels as though, and I agree with them. I mean, this is a very important job, city manager, and we need to make sure that we have good qualified candidates who come in. And are part of this process. And so I think it's healthy for our city, and I think I think it's going to be a good process. And one aspect of this process that the council talked about a lot on this past Monday night when they had a group come and talk about the next steps is that there will be community involvement. They're planning to have a pretty large community meeting. They will have folks from the community involved with this process from the beginning to the end. And so there will be plenty of opportunities for the public to have their say and to give the council some input on what they want to see in their next city manager. But I certainly appreciate your comments, Lee.
Lee, did you participate in the dialogue on race?
Say it again?
Did you participate in the dialogue on race?
On race?
Yeah, the recent dialogue, what we're talking about?
Doesn't matter to me.
All right.
I was in the Air Force, and I mean, it'd be green with purple stripes. I don't care.
Lee, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. So give us again, before we let you go, give us again the details. May 15th.
May 15th from 10 a.m. to noon at Charlottesville High School.
Anybody can go.
It's open to everybody. We want as many folks to be there as possible. We'd love to have you out there. Learn a little bit more about what happened during the study circle process, and then, you know, how you can get involved with making change here in Charlottesville.
Maurice Jones, the acting city manager for Charlottesville. We'll take a break for local news and weather. Maurice, I hope you get some sleep.
I will try. Thanks, Coy.
And thank you again for your service to this great community.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.